Ebonite makes balls for what sport?
Golf?
No, a little bit bigger ball. It's bowling.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, up there in Hopkinsville, Kentucky.
The home of the making of bowling balls.
Home of the making of bowling balls, exactly.
There's a big sign.
I believe there's a huge sign there.
At the city limits, this says that.
Home of the making of bowling balls. This is the theme. Woody and Jim podcast. Friends till the end. And now they start talking. Peanut butter karaoke. Singing karaoke, but with a glob of peanut butter in your mouth.
For those of you that said, karaoke is intolerable. How can you make it worse?
And we did. We found a way. All right. So we're all going to try to sing a song. We have the karaoke pulled up here. And first, we're going to take a big gulp of peanut butter, shove it in our mouth, and then sing the song of our choice.
Got it.
All right.
Woody, you ready to shove that peanut butter your pie hole?
I'm ready to shove it. All right. All right. I have selected.
Wait. Should we have the listeners guess what song?
Let's just go for it.
Okay, okay.
let's try not to make this even more painfully long.
Okay.
All right. Don't know the music.
My girlfriend, Melissa, she loves Rick Springfield. So I thought in her honor, I would do peanut butter and Jesse's Girl. So first, the peanut butter.
Oh,
it's a lot of peanut butter.
I might gag.
Yeah, it's a bit much.
Here we go. Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's always been a good friend of mine. But lately something has changed. It's hard to find. Jesse got himself a girl, and I want to make her mine. Jesse's watching me with those eyes. And he's loving me with that body. I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms lately at night. Here we go. Woo! Put your hand.
Okay, that's
all right,
good.
It's done.
That's good.
That was so good.
I loved it.
You looked like your face was going to explode, but it was really good.
Thank you. All right, who would like to go next?
Gina, just so we go boy, girl, all boy.
Right. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to mess this thing.
Come on.
It's real, real good. As a Polaroid, your favorite the one. Not mine. Your kids. Not too late. For my to be blind. Please. A song is just regard, a broken bottle of God, and a man's soul. They follow each other on the wind and know. For God, nowhere to go. That's why I want that to slow. I'm not in with the man in the mirror.
It's getting better as you swallow the peanut butter. That was an incredible effort.
Gosh.
All right, we're going long here, so I gotta hurry up and get my song.
Okay, get it in here.
Okay. Well, this one now back on my feet, but the man will do fine. The man time helped me do fine. He tried to fight for glory.
Woo! Sing it!
Don't lose your grip on your dreams of the past. Gonna think I'm alive! Let's see. I am a tiger! This man is a fight! Run it up! You're a rival!
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jem on Totally Hits 93.3.
All right, here's a story about a nice one percenter. We have Tyrese Maxey, who is a NBA superstar with the 76ers in Philadelphia. He had to go on Instagram Live and ask people to help him. How do you use a can opener?
I need your help, man. I need to feed my dogs. And normally, Chef helps me
use the can opener for my dogs. No. I can't call Chef today. Chef's off.
Oh.
I just never need to learn how to use a can opener.
Oh, you never let your chef off when you have to feed your dogs.
Gosh.
Come on.
Yeah, he should have food prepped. He should have prepped in advance.
That's
the
right.
Dog's life is in, like, peril because he doesn't know how to open up a can?
Uh-huh. Man.
I've used one since I was really young, but it kind of seems like common sense.
Yeah, it kind of explains itself, yeah.
It means he's never raised a hand to feed himself
right.
or anyone else
yeah.
or his dogs. Wow. Speaking of feeding, fans of McDonald's dipping sauces are ticked off.
Uh-oh.
Really?
If you go through Reddit and so many other places, there's a new policy McDonald's has about their dipping sauces for chicken piece, you know, meals.
Yeah.
They've determined here's the amount of sauce you get to dependent on how many chicken pieces you got.
Okay.
So, it's like, say you got a 4-piece chicken thing, you get one sauce to dip in.
Okay.
If you get a 10-piece chicken thing, you get 2 sauces to dip it in. Here's where it goes totally awry.
Uh-oh.
And it's worthy of outrage. If you buy a 20-piece thing of chicken, you only get 3 packets.
Oh, no. That doesn't follow the math.
Yeah, the math ain't math at
all.
Yeah. So, I mean, you're way better off getting 10 pieces, get 2 packets, another 10 pieces, get another 2 packets. Otherwise, you're getting ripped off on the sauces.
On the sweet and sour sauce.
Yep.
Dang it. Well, average wedding costs are now about $33,000. That, depending on how many guests, it comes out to about $284. And here's a way that you can save. You can charge tickets. You can have people pay to come to your wedding. Now, there's a system in the U.S. now called Invitin.
It's an app, yeah.
It's an app. Or sorry, it's in Europe. It's going to come to the U.S. probably. Where, yeah, you can charge for like seats at your wedding. So random people can like buy a ticket to go to your
wedding. Strangers can just come to your wedding if they pay.
Yeah.
That's weird.
It's so weird.
But hey, people that aren't strangers, you should probably charge.
That's true.
Yeah, then that opens up a whole can of worms that that guy can't open.
Wow. A few minutes ago, Jeannie, you mentioned an app called Invitin.
Yep.
Where you can save money on your wedding by selling tickets to strangers.
Yeah.
To your wedding.
Who might want to come to your wedding and pay for tickets.
The biggest day of your life.
Yeah.
This is so odd.
I know people are trying to save money on their wedding all the time because they're super expensive.
Yeah.
But unlike somebody putting, you know, Venmo in crayon on their windshield, you know, like what you're saying is I'd like some money from you, but I'm going to let you into my wedding.
Mm-hmm. What's funny, too, is like you have to pay, but all these other people don't have to.
The friends and loved ones that were invited
definitely
don't have to pay.
It divides between these are the people I care about. You got to pay.
Yeah.
I don't care about you.
Yeah.
And does this, I wonder, cause friction in families of like, yeah, they didn't invite us, but they said we could pay them. And
oh, yeah. That could split families up.
Oh,
for sure.
Yeah, that's a game changer because there were a lot of people at our wedding that we couldn't invite because we didn't have room for it.
Right. Crazy cousin Steve.
Yeah.
He's a little creepy. Let's save some money and not break.
Yep.
Oh,
he's coming, but he's going to give us $100.
Yeah.
But then again, you mentioned something that I hadn't thought of, which is like the whole Wedding Crashers type thing where, you know, maybe somebody wants to buy tickets to go to the reception and get drunk with somebody and hook up with somebody, a stranger.
Yeah, because the reception's fun. You get a free meal.
Yeah.
There's dancing. There's drinks. Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes, you know, $100, that pays, you know, makes sense. It pays for your food and drinks and all that.
It's kind of a cheap night out.
Yeah, not bad.
Free parking.
Yeah. And so you could skip the ceremony, really, and then just go to the reception and have fun.
Yeah, that's the fun part anyway.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, because ceremonies.
Yeah, I mean,
it's only really for the couple of parents.
We care, but not that much. I just keep thinking about this in terms of buying a concert ticket. Is there a convenience fee from the couple to charge you? It's like it may be $100 ticket if you want to come to my wedding, but there is a $14 convenience fee. And can you resell those tickets like some kind of StubHub situation?
Oh.
Like, you want to go to Donna's wedding? Guess what?
That's
I've
right.
got tickets and they're sold out, but I'll give you mine for $200.
Could you imagine if your wedding sold out? Like, I would have such a big head if people wanted to come to my wedding that they'd pay $200 for
it. Out in front of Bridgestone Arena, there'll be scalpers out there. Who needs tickets? Who needs tickets?
Yeah.
I need tickets.
Y'all set?
Oh, my God. What a Nashville memory. That's really interesting. And you got to factor in, too, like, if you're the couple that's charging tickets, like, okay, well, how much is it per plate? at right. your yes. wedding. Like, right? Okay, so the reception catering people said, oh, yeah, it's going to be, you know, $50 a plate. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe you go, $100 is working. But maybe there's an open bar. You go, no, we got to get to $200.
Right.
And then, yeah, I mean, you've got to – don't miss out on the value of your own wedding.
Yeah.
You really got to think about this.
I guess I also say that the couple who's actually getting married has the right of refusal.
Yes.
If you want to buy tickets and they don't want you there,
yep.
You know, like all of a sudden, oh, the entire, you know, Nashville Nazi party wants to come to your wedding.
Yeah. Yeah, and both parties have to agree to, like, certain rules and yeah. stuff. Like, they have to arrive on time, they can't get drunk, they can't share photos without permission, things like that. So there's
forget that.
That's what receptions are all about.
I know. Yeah. There's always that one person. I mean, even my wedding, we asked for no phones. Like most mm-hmm. are doing.
Oh yeah, now. They're doing anyway.
And yeah, I mean, I had so many people send yeah. me photos. I'm like, thanks.
Yeah, you can buy tickets to the reception or the after party.
Yeah.
Totally Hits 93.3 FM, helping you get through a long hot week again with a Woody and Jim mood boost.
It's feeling good, like I should.
So, Nashville native country singer Brad Paisley and his wife, actress Kimberly Williams Paisley, who will be in Nashville 911, a new TV show coming out.
Cool.
They actually founded the store. It's a free grocery store here in Middle Tennessee. They partnered with a companion project and iVets in Bellevue over the weekend, and they offered free vet care to 230 pets.
Oh, that's so cool.
Love that.
I love those guys. They do such good work.
I mean,
they really do.
Yes.
And they're very down to earth.
Uh huh.
Uh huh. Yeah. And they just get it.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing about them that says, like, I'm above you as a star.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kimberly even said, we have three dogs, and they are such valuable members of our family. So, yeah, it's cool and to offer that. And it was free of cost for everybody involved for the 230 pets, which is crazy.
Right.
They've got that grocery store in Nashville that helps people that, like, just don't have money to buy healthy food and groceries. They just keep... You're crushing it, Paisley.
Yeah. That's why we named her after you. No, I'm kidding.
That's right. Oh, that's right. See there.
Gina's baby is named Paisley.
Yes.
When
that
baby comes.
This Mood Boost is brought to you by Maple Street Biscuit Company. Wake up to wow with locations in Murfreesboro, Berry Hill, and Brentwood. I have to admit, I am very disappointed that me using punctuation in texts is upsetting to some people.
It's an aggressive act to people under a certain age.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
I will say, I don't know if it's so much as you guys is it as it is us.
Your peers?
Oh. Yes. As
so
me and...
They expect it from people our age, but
no,
not your age.
No, I think it's like it's our anxiety that uh-huh. sets in. It's like...
Let me bring everybody up to speed in case they haven't heard our other conversations about this. What we're talking about is when you're texting somebody... If they are under a certain age, if you use punctuation, especially at the end of a sentence.
Like just putting a period at the end
of
the sentence.
I'm on the way home, mm-hmm. is your text.
Yeah.
If you put a period after home,
uh-huh.
it's seen as aggressive and you're mad.
Yeah.
Kind of like it used to be all caps kind of said that.
Yeah, that's you're yelling.
Yes.
Instead, now it's if you're texting somebody who's, say, 30, 25 years old, and you put the period there. It's like, what is the matter with this unhinged person who's mad and aggressively texting me?
Yeah, they had a bad day at work.
Why are you mad, bro?
And you're just using punctuation.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, this is how I learned in school.
I know.
So I actually had an instance come up the other day with our boss. So he texted me and said, did Jim tell you we are having meetings on Monday now? Question mark. 10:45 on Mondays if you can block that off moving forward, period. We also need to air check at some point, period. Which is like where I go and meet with him.
He's so mad.
You listen
well,
to the show.
Well, just wait. Yeah, he listens to my breaks and, you know, he critiques them or gives mm-hmm. me pointers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
He said, I have some notes, period. Mm. When would be a good time for that with your schedule, period. He didn't leave a question mark at the end. So I'm like, oh man, it's probably something bad. Like,
he's so mad.
So then I'm like, you know, I responded, whatever. I gave him a time. And he said, let's go Wednesday, !!
Okay.
10:30-ish.
Is that worse than a period?
No, it's better. I'm thinking,
oh, okay.
In my mind, it's like, let's do Wednesday.
He's excited.
So it's happy.
Yeah, he's happy. So that's why I'm like confused because I'm like, okay, are you upset with some of my breaks? but then you're excited to schedule. Like the punctuation, right. He's not consistent.
You're going through the text and going, he's mad, he's mad, he's mad. He's excited.
Yeah, he's like, okay, good. I can't wait to like just ream her. No, I, yeah, so.
Well, if you read it like that, we're going to meet Wednesday at 10 a.m., period. It makes it sound like it's a huge, angry statement.
Yeah.
Only if you're of a certain age.
Yeah.
What do you get that text?
Don't read
it. It's normal.
Period. Just look at it. Don't read it.
So I got. Here's a question. And I put the question mark at the end of that sentence.
Yes.
Is the question mark at the end of a sentence indicative of a mood?
No, I don't think
okay,
so.
Okay, so you say like, okay, what time are we going to have dinner? Question mark.
Yeah. Like, what time are we going to have dinner?
That's okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so some punctuation is okay.
Yeah. And I think periods, to a certain extent, are too. I don't know. It's just...
What if
now,
you do...
I have been accused. Why you mad, bro, is a text I've gotten back probably 50 times from somebody. Like, I'm not mad. I just said, see you Thursday.
Right.
I just...
And I'm sure our boss isn't either. But yeah, it's something about like having periods at the end. And I like punctuation as well. Mm-hmm. But there's... For some reason.
But you kind of like let it go when it comes to texting.
Yeah, reading it, I'm like, oh, man.
What if you put more than one period, like dot, dot, dot?
It's suspense.
Suspense. Okay, well, good. Let's leave everybody questioning themselves.
And you're mad. And you're mad.
Totally Hits 93.3 FM. It's time to play the game where the secret ingredient is love. It's Gender Wars, brought to you, as always, by Structure Group. They built my new fence, and it's the pride of the cul-de-sac. They can do the same for you. Indoor, outdoor remodeling. Check them out online at structuregroup.us. All right, we got Candace in Columbia. We got Bubba in Brentwood. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good luck.
We're super glad you're here. Let's get to know you a little bit. Candace, tell us something that you can cook well.
Tacos.
Ooh.
All right.
Ooh, tacos.
Bubba, what about you? Something that you can cook well.
I cook a steak pretty well.
Let's begin with multiple choice.
All right, Candace, is the Challenger muscle car sold by Chevrolet, Ford, or Dodge?
Dodge.
You are correct. Good job. Good start.
Okay, Bubba, is Donna Karan a fashion designer, TV chef, or entertainment reporter?
Fashion designer.
Yeah. She is. DKNY.
Good job.
I didn't even know that.
All right. Candace, ebonite makes balls for what sport?
Golf.
No, a little bit bigger ball. It's bowling.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, up there in Hopkinsville, Kentucky.
The home of the making of bowling balls.
Home of the making of bowling balls, exactly.
There's a big sign.
I believe there's a huge sign there.
At the city limits, this says that.
Home of the making of bowling balls. All right.
Okay, Bubba. Man, that's going to take me a second to recover. Sally Ride was the first female what?
She was an astronaut.
Whoa.
All right, here we go, Candace. You need this one to stay in the game. What actor plays the title role in the Deadpool movies?
Ryan Reynolds.
Yes. You got it.
Bubba, if you get this right, you win the game.
All right, Bubba. Talk of the Town is seen weekday mornings on what Nashville TV station?
Oh, that's Leland Statham on Channel 5.
Wow.
Yes!
You know the whole backstory and everything.
Wow.
Well done.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's right after Drew Carey.
And there you go. Bubba, you are the winner.
Hey.
Not just Bubba. He's also the TV guide.
That's right.
And he's the winner of Gender Wars. Congratulations. You get tickets for the PBR and a certificate of gratification. Thanks to both of you for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
If you're a Titans fan, pretty much all the games are on regular TV because, you know, why not? But a lot of the other teams, if you follow a different team, you know, there's all kinds of different streaming services. And
if you want to see the team that you want to see on your TV, wherever you are, you have to pay subscription fees and buy NFL ticket. And
yes. If you don't have cable, too, that's the other thing is like,
okay.
You know, if you're like a local team, if we were the Titans and you're a Titans fan, if you have cable, you could probably watch them on CBS or something.
Right.
But that's still, you're still paying for,
for cable.
Right.
That, yeah. But yeah, they did a cost breakdown, and I won't go into details of what each one, but there's YouTube TV, NFL Plus Premium, ESPN Plus, Prime Video, Peacock, and Netflix. Those are all of the streaming services that games will be on this year.
They have the exclusive rights to, so yes. You can't see them anywhere else.
Correct.
Okay.
And so all of that totals up to over $1,500 this season.
For the season.
If you want to be able to watch whatever you want, right. Any game.
Yep.
$1,500.
$1,500. And my complaint was like, it sucks that you can't just subscribe to your team's games. And nope. I do like, I'm a fan of football, so I do like watching all of the other games as mm-hmm. well. But sometimes, like, I don't really care about, no offense, Jeff, the Chargers versus the Raiders, or, you know, like two teams.
Cleveland and Tampa.
Yeah. Yes. Like, there's some games that you're like, what am I, why am I wasting money for this? But yeah, one guy came out with a guide, and you can do just, what is it? ESPN Plus, Netflix, Peacock, and Prime. And so you do, it's $878 for the year. Uh-oh. But
what an amazing savings.
But you don't get everything.
You don't get everything.
Wow.
Yeah, it's stupid.
It's much easier if you follow my plan, which is be a Titans fan, mm-hmm. be so disappointed by the way they play that you don't even like the sport anymore.
But you don't want to watch any football.
And you spend your Sunday afternoon, Sunday nights just doing other stuff.
And your life is so much happier because you're not disappointed week after week.
Yeah. We lost? Okay. I didn't spend 4 hours and all of my paycheck.
And you can always check out all the highlights on YouTube. Like, you know, you can see,
that's true.
Did we score a touchdown? No, not this week again? Okay.
AOL dial-up internet service is finally shutting down.
They're going to be shutting it down.
And we thought, that's gone.
That's been gone for 30 years,
what?
Hasn't it? But
apparently, no. Yeah, it's still around. There's a whole bunch of businesses that we figured we've moved on from, but there was still somebody using it, and they still existed.
Okay.
Kind of shocking. Like one of them would be Radio Shack. You think, oh, those closed, you know, 30, 40 years ago.
Yeah.
There's still a couple of them.
Really?
And they have an online store as well. Oh. So there's physical and online locations.
So you can still buy mediocre electronics.
Shocker.
That's great.
I know.
I thought they were part of Best Buy now.
Well, they're almost closed too.
Yeah. All these places are like combining into like one store.
Yeah, morphing.
All right. I grabbed a bunch of like businesses or products, and I'm just going to have you guys guess. Mm. Like, is it still around or is it gone?
Okay.
Okay. So just let me know what you think, and you're going to be shocked at some of these.
Okay.
BlackBerry phones.
Oh, still around.
Gone.
They're gone.
Oh.
Last one manufactured in 2022.
Wow.
Yeah. Toys R Us US version.
Still around.
Ooh, gone.
Gone.
Yeah.
Ah.
They keep trying to bring it back.
I know they keep
trying. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
They put them in like Macy's stores, another, you know, struggling business.
Yep. They're gone. Paper maps.
Oh, those are still around.
Yeah, you see them at a rest stop. So
yeah, and my dad always pulls them from hotels and stuff.
Yeah.
Yep, they're still there. And gas stations sometimes keep them under the counter, is what I've heard.
Oh, yeah.
So like, they're not even out. They don't waste counter space with it. But if you ask.
It's like buying condoms. Give me that one.
I think you guys probably know this, but maybe not everybody does. Blockbuster Video.
Oh, yeah, that's gone.
There's one left.
Woody's correct.
Ah!
There's one left. It's in like Oregon. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. It's a tourist thing now.
Just one.
Huh.
Okay. Palm, as in a phone brand. Remember, like Palm Pilot was one of, like an assistant kind of thing.
Oh.
But Palm phones.
Gone.
I say gone.
They disappeared. Yes.
All right.
They had a tiny blip. They tried to come back in 2018. Didn't work.
Wow.
All right. How about we do one more?
All right.
How about floppy disks?
I think
people are going
around.
What is a floppy disk?
Yeah.
I bet retro they're back.
Computer storage thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're still around. In fact, quite a bit of our Federal Aviation Administration's air traffic control system uses floppy disks.
That would explain a lot.
Yeah, and I'm sure it would take a lot to transfer it to be more modern and stuff.
Yeah. So, yeah. Those things are still around, some of them.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jem on Totally Hits 93.3.
Today is Middle Child Day. Happy National Middle Child Day.
The kid who claims to be forgotten.
Yes.
But can't be forgotten because they're constantly telling people that they've been forgotten.
Yeah, they're like always the favorite kid because they're the squeaky wheel that gets the grease or the oil or whatever that saying is. all youngest, so
we're all the babies of the family,
right.
We just got spoiled.
My sister gets the most attention. She's the middle child.
For complaining incessantly.
Yes.
It feels like this has been the muggiest summer we've ever had.
It Preach. Is muggy.
And if you feel the same way, you're correct. The Associated Press has studied the data from the National Weather Service, and pretty much if you live anywhere east of the Rockies, which is us, this has been the muggiest first two months of summer ever.
So we're not crazy. Yeah.
Not crazy.
I actually had to break down and buy a dehumidifier because it was that bad in
it
the
works.
House. Yeah.
It's a great way to make things better.
Yeah.
It's awful.
Oh, gosh. Well, the Perseid meteor shower is expected to reach its peak tonight. Overnight, either tonight or tomorrow night, you can see up to 60 meteors per hour.
Oh,
if you're out somewhere clear, somewhere dark.
Away from the city lights.
Away from the city lights. Yeah. They say, you know, the moon can kind of cover up some of those lighter meteors, mm-hmm. but the big ones mm-hmm. you'll still be able to see. So cool. They say around midnight through the very early morning hours of tonight and tomorrow night.
Okay.
Awesome.
Yeah. Moments ago, we did our peanut butter karaoke. If you missed it, that's too bad. You'll be able to check it out with the podcast a little bit later on.
Yeah.
But people were voting us. Who did the best job? Gina, do you have the results?
Well, they say that me and Jim put up a valiant effort, but Woody has won and should be renamed Skippy. Although this was not sponsored, but if you want to sponsor us.
It's Skippy and Jif in the morning.
Yeah.
Well, if somebody wants to, if you need to know, it was Jif peanut butter
it
we
was
were
Jif
using.
It was Jif peanut butter. That's what choosy mothers choose.
So if the
for sure,
Jif
yeah.
company wants right. to sponsor us, mm-hmm. we're already
yes.
fans.
We will not deny your money if you'd like to do that.
Follow Woody and Jim Show on TikTok and Facebook, and we will have the horrifying video.
What are we doing the rest of the day, you guys?
I don't know. I got all the stuff I didn't do yesterday. I gotta fix those foggy headlights.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't do it yesterday, and then I'm driving to work in the dark this morning, and I can't see anything.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
I don't know. Maybe I'll try to get to that.
Yeah.
Okay. You guys.
Yesterday, I went and got a haircut, did some shopping, and paid some bills, so I owe it to myself to do nothing today. I think I'll maybe grab a nap and then watch all the hot weather throughout the window.
Stay inside.
Yeah.
I have a ton of meetings. I hate Tuesdays. They're my least favorite
sorry.
Day of the week.
Oh, boo.
Yeah, back-to-back-to-back-to-back-to-back meetings, and then maybe Bible study, but I haven't been feeling good, so I might just go to sleep early tonight.
All right. It's a plan. We'll catch you back here tomorrow morning. Woody and Jim, Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM.